Hello, it's Lewis.
Hey, and it's Ian.
And welcome to a Christmas special edition of the podcast. 101 video games made my life slightly better, blah, blah, blah.
Cue the theme tune.
Sing the theme tune, write the theme tune. But yeah, it's very Christmassy. We're sat here drinking mulled wine.
Yeah, can't do these chinking so you...
So. Actually drinking it out of plastic glasses.
China's China, the glass, anyway. So yeah,
we've maybe had a bit too much already. But yeah, it's snowing outside, absolutely.
Yeah, it is actually snowing here in Pope Lloyd Mansions.
And I'm looking at the Christmas Radio Times. So
we're right by a Christmas tree. I'm gesturing it to those of you who somehow know where I live. There are Christmas cards around us. It's very Christmassy here. And in fact, it's how many shopping days to Christmas?
I think there's only 5 minutes shopping left for Christmas.
That's an Adam and Joe joke. So what we thought we'd do, we'd talk about perhaps some Christmas-related computer game memories that me and Lewis have. Although our brief chat before we started the podcast, it seems that Lewis has no memory of anything ever. And then perhaps have a kind of overview and end-of-year roundup of computer games released this year, which really only, again, Lewis can talk about because I've only really played two games this year.
Oh, we'll talk about those, don't worry. But yeah, so, Christmas, what games... What's your favourite... Christmas game memory?
I think probably for all our listeners back home it's the same. So yeah, for growing up as a child of the 80s.
As a child
in the 80s. The first time I was introduced to computer games, really, or home computing, was at Christmas time. My very first home computer was the Amstrad 6128K, a fine machine, I'm sure you agree. We paid extra for the colour monitor.
Was that the one with the rubber keys?
I don't know. It didn't have rubber keys.
Oh, that's
That was the Spectrum. The 464 was the tape version of that. They essentially were the same, I think. Amstrad and Spectrums were very similar specs, I think. Mm. And I distinctly remember actually going with my parents to buy it. Me and my brother went to a small independent game shop on Gants Hill Roundabout. That's given a clue to where... I kind of live.
And,
On a roundabout. I don't think it's there anymore, actually. But I remember going, and you know, my parents had no idea what to buy, and just sort of said, recommend a computer. And the salesman recommended a Amstrad 6128K.
Do you think possibly... He may have had an Amstrad himself.
It may have actually been Alan Sugar. In hindsight, he was recommending us to buy that. But still, yeah, it has very fond memories. And there is actually a photo, which, when I was going through some old photos actually earlier this year, I found that me and my brother proudly standing by our new Amstrad computer. Excitement in faces.
I used to do that as a kid. I used to take photos of all my Christmas presents after I got them. So I've got like a photo of a Bontempi organ.
Well, that's just weird. So that was a very...
I love that image of going to the game shop and your mum just being completely befuddled.
I was, what, 8 myself? So it's not like I could even recommend much. I had no idea myself.
When I used to work in game, there was always the just mothers who had no idea what they were looking for, you know. Can I have the PlayStation game, please?
I didn't tell you, did I? I bought my brother... Oh, I doubt he'd be listening to this. So I bought my brother an extra guitar for the Beatles Rock Band.
Oh, right, yeah, cool.
And I initially bought it in Debenhams.
Right.
Because my lady friend works there, and I was hoping to get a discount. I didn't. Because they have their own game in Debenhams, and you don't get the discount. Oh, anyway, so I picked up the guitar. I don't know what was wrong with me. I just picked up the guitar. I was like, oh yeah, that's the one. Grabbed it, got it all the way home. Then looked at it and realised it was for the PS3, not the Xbox 360, which is like an amateur mistake.
Yeah.
I know. Unbelievable. It's like I was an old man befuddled by the new technology.
You sure you didn't buy a real guitar?
But it worked out for the best, because then I got to take it back.
You didn't buy a PS3.
and they didn't have an Xbox 360, so I was like, oh, don't worry, and they just paid me back the cash. And then I bought an Amazon for £20 cheaper.
Ah.
So it's a Christmas miracle. Anyways, it's what baby Jesus would have wanted.
I'm relying on Amazon for my Christmas.
Yeah, all my stuff has arrived now. So,
it's very good. We're turning into an advert for Amazon. We should move on.
So the next time, I mean, I remember getting various games. I remember very distinctly getting the Batman movie tie-in game for the Amstrad.
Yeah,
tie-in game. Released, I think, at the same year, same time.
Batman was pretty good, but, I mean, it did that thing where every other level was completely different.
Oh, yeah, the games weren't like that, though.
It was ridiculous.
I had a Back to the Future game, which had was almost exactly the same in that way. Like, you had a level where you had to steer the hoverboard. Yeah. Then you had a level where you had to avoid the other McFly's in the house.
Yeah,
like that bit in Back to the Future
2. There was another one. There was a James Bond game that was one level you were a speedboat, another you were...
I think that was a really common way of doing movie tie-ins. I mean, even the RoboCop game had a bit where you had to do the picture, you had to match the photo fits.
I don't remember that from the film.
No, the thrilling time where RoboCop just sat there doing a photo fit. And also, do you know, you had to shoot the guy with the knife to the woman's
thing? Oh, yeah.
Now, in the film, doesn't he shoot him in the balls with the lady's skirt?
He does, yes.
I don't think you could do that in a game.
No, that would be the first thing I'd try to do.
Of course.
But, yeah. No, it's good. The thing is, the Batman game, I remember the first level was really, really good. I really enjoyed that, the swinging around with the bat rope.
Yeah.
And then there was that really awful level where you had to solve a puzzle.
Oh, the smiler. You had to add all the chemicals. Yeah. You had to match the three...
Yeah.
Different ingredients Smilex. So like you had a lipstick and an aerosol, and it changed each time. Yeah. Hey, that was in the film. That's how Batman works on that.
Well, admittedly, it wouldn't be the first thing I think of to kind of.
That's the key scene at the Bat computer.
But the thing is,
Alfred raises an eyebrow when Batman solves it.
But the best level was the last one, and there was no way to save the game.
Yeah.
So you had to play through the entire game every time. Just
I
to get
don't
to the
think
good
I
bit.
Ever complained. I certainly got to the Joker, but I think I always was killed. I don't think I ever actually finished it.
I think I only finished it with a cheat. I think I don't normally use cheats, but that one I couldn't really get past the Smilex thing.
Yeah, I can't remember now. I do remember. I'm sure I remember getting to the Joker and then instantly dying. But yeah, and then the next big one was the Amiga. Amiga 1200. And that was my big present. And yeah, I had an Amiga for quite a few years after that. I had a knack of buying dying computers for a long time. And in fact, I remember when it came to the next big Christmas computer-related present, when I bought a PlayStation, and I came that close to getting a Sega Saturn instead.
Oh.
And last minute... on the face of back then, if you're going to go for the safer bet, Sega was the safer bet.
Yeah,
then
it's
newfangled Sony.
It's true.
But
then, if you're like me, you'd be there poring over the technical statistics in every magazine.
I just remember the advert had a monkey in it, so that's hard for the PlayStation. I think the marketing just generally felt cooler as well.
What, for Sega?
No, for a PlayStation. That's why I plumped for the PlayStation.
Well, they did that thing, didn't they? They put them all in nightclubs to try and make it look like they were cool.
It did. It's like the Tier 4 Friday.
Yeah.
felt a lot cooler than it actually was.
Actually, I'd love to watch Tier 5 Friday again.
It's like, or The Big Breakfast, if you watch that again, that would just be strange.
I bet it would be like...
It'd be rubbish.
It would be awful.
Well, maybe early Tier 5 Friday won't be too bad.
Yeah. Sticking out for Danny Baker popping up.
Yeah.
Anyway, I feel we're straight from the point.
that really was the end of. I mean, by the time I got the PlayStation, I was what, 15, 16? And that was the really last Christmas where I think that year, or maybe just before that, I got a Saturday job, and from then on, really, my parents never really got anything, and anything of that nature I just bought for myself.
That's a heartbreaking story.
And so I became a man.
Oh dear.
When I was a child, I played with childish things. And when I was a man, I still played with childish things, but paid for it myself. So that was my Christmas Christmas computer roundup.
Very good. I feel like there should be a jingle at the end. Christmas computer roundup. Anyway, I honestly can't think of any really notable games that I got for Christmas, except for the one I got last year, Fable 2, which was notable for not working. I still can't get it to work properly. I've given up now. Like, it's just, you get about an hour into the game every time I play it, and it just crashes, which didn't make for a very joyful Christmas.
Oh, I don't know. I remember skinning a UFO Enemy Unknown, which was a brilliant game, and I remember getting that for Christmas as well.
Yeah.
That was a classic.
That's a good one.
I'm amazed they haven't brought that out on like a DS or something.
It'd be brilliant. Perfect for DS, isn't it?
It was really
good. Maybe they have. We're showing our ignorance.
Yeah. Call yourself a computer game blog. You might not even know this. It's actually been out for several years now. I don't know why I'm doing that voice. Anyway, so.
It's a real voice.
That's my actual voice. This is my put on voice. So, yeah, that's Christmas. Have you asked for any games this year, Lewis?
Oh, well, I've got a few on my wish list.
Ooh.
I don't know. Top of the list is Batman Arkham Asylum, which I'm really looking forward to. So it would come full circle. We talk about the
Batman again. That's on my wish list. I don't think I'm going to get it though. I noticed it was still on there, so I'm guessing no one's bought it for me. They found a cheaper source for it, I guess.
Well, yeah, that's it. You don't know. I've been deliberately not looking at the wish list.
Funny enough, I did it by accident and then remembered that there'd be missing things that people had bought for me. And then I was like, oh, shit. And then,
yeah.
That looks an amazing game.
It does. I played the demo. Absolutely brilliant.
Do you think there'll be a bit where he has to come up with the chemicals? A bit where he has to guide the Batwing down a road, cutting balloon strings.
I really hope so.
Who
knows? I mean, that would be a good Easter egg, wouldn't it? Have the whole original Batman game somewhere tucked away.
God, do you remember the theme music? I remember that quite. It's not a classic. Yeah, but it's just that I played it so much. I mean, when was the last time I played that game?
It came in 1990, didn't it?
So, 19 years ago. Maybe I played through it a bit more. So, at least 17 years ago. God. I can still remember.
You can still remember the shitty music.
I've forgotten like friends' names I played with at the time. Yes. I've forgotten a whole host of things, but that.
Oh, you're veering into Spectrum loading sounds.
Weren't that different. In your opinion, Lewis, 2009, a good or bad year for computer games?
It's been really good, actually. I was kind of doing a kind of game of the year thing. I was writing about that the other day, and I was just surprised just how many really, really good games have come out this year. Street Fighter 4, really, really good.
Haven't played it.
I'm just going to list a load of games you're going to tell me you haven't played. Yeah. How many games have you played?
I've played Dead Rising, but that came out in 2008. I've played Fallout 3, which is fantastic.
Well, that's a year's worth of gaming there.
Was that released? That was released
last year.
Yeah, 2008.
House of the Dead, Overkill.
That's true.
Do you remember when we did that
program? Oh, I remember. Yeah, I got that. I played that. What else? I bought Dead Space, but I lent that to you before I played it. You've not given it back, actually.
No, I haven't. I'll give it back to you. I haven't actually played it yet.
God. What else did
we're I not like? Doing very well.
No, I can't think of anything else. My brother lent me GTA 4. That came out in 2008 as well. It did. But then I only played that for like 5 minutes. And I was like, oh, this seems so big. I can't post-play this.
That has been my gaming year, actually. Not wanting to start games because they're too big.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, in a way, it's surprising I've not got... I didn't, but I kept meaning to get around to buying Resident Evil 5 because I love Resident Evil 4.
Mm.
But what put me off actually was the two people thing with you, because they had that in Resident Evil 0. I really didn't. I found Resident Evil 0 just dull.
Yeah.
just very, very boring. So, yeah, which is a shame. But and that kind of put me off. And lots of talk of racism.
You said it. You said the word.
What? The R word?
Yeah.
Resident. Yeah. Racism, even. More like.
Whoa! Hold on. Whoa! Put the genie back in the bottle.
Typical of the Japanese.
Whoa!
That's irony. That's irony. I was being racist.
Oh, good.
So.
I was worried. Oh, great. I was worried there for a second.
Oh, the, hang on. The irony meter's gone crazy on the computer.
So. Oh, dear. Yeah. But, so, yeah. Well, I tell you what else I've been playing. Soul Calibur 4. That was really good.
When was that released?
That was this year? Was it this year? It was this year.
I don't know. Are you sure?
Yeah, no, it did. Because I... Yeah, it was this year. It definitely was this year.
Okay.
Don't look at me like that. Good. Definitely was. So, is it?
Wikipedia, was it folks. I don't know.
I'm going to look it up and see if it's all done. Yeah, Soul Calibur 4 was good. And other games.
And there are plenty of other games. So.
To be honest, this year I've been mostly rediscovering the PlayStation 2. There's so many cheap games you can get for it now that are really, really good.
Yeah, that is true, yeah. I
bought one the other day for like £2.50, and it was Genji, which is a fantastic game.
Again, I haven't played it.
It's a really
good. I don't know what you're on about.
No, it's really, really good. It's kind of a samurai game. Very recent.
I love samurais.
They're my favourite. After Batman.
After Batman. A Batman samurai game. That would be awesome.
Yeah. I also started playing Yakuza, the first one.
Right.
Which is ridiculous. Like, you can't save it for ages. It's like, I was playing it for an hour before.
How old is this game up from 1992? No.
But you can save it, but it only lets you. I hate games like that. Like Final Fantasy, like where you kind of have to sit through a cutscene for half an hour before you can. You know, I'm going out now. Really need to stop playing.
Tell you what, I have played quite a lot of Solitaire on my iPod. That's I've played a lot of that.
God.
So.
Oh my God.
Whereas I shouldn't do this.
Our credibility is just falling through the floor.
I only learned how to play Solitaire 3 weeks ago.
And what?
I've been compulsively playing it ever since.
You only learned to play Solitaire 3 weeks?
No one ever sat down and explained it to me. So.
Well, it's been on like every Windows computer since about 1990.
Yeah, but then I always would look at it and go, oh yeah, I don't know how to play that. So why would I then open it?
What did you do in IT lessons at school?
Learn about IT. I didn't really have IT. We only had about 6 computers in my school. So.
Yeah, it's a bit hard doing IT on typewriters.
We just more talked about the concept of computers in IT lessons.
Children, draw what you think a computer might look like.
In 30 years, computers will be able to fit in this room.
Jesus, how old are you?
Owned by all the kings of Europe. A little Simpsons reference there. Did you spot it?
Well, I did after you pointed it out.
Name the episode.
No idea. I stopped watching The Simpsons in about 1995.
Why? What happened?
The telly broke.
What are you going to say? Something like, someone was killed while you were watching The Simpsons. Are we finding a horrific riddle? Bart Simpson died.
Today, we're straying again.
Yeah, it's true. If you play this tune backwards, you can hear Homer say, Bart Simpson died. Yeah.
I don't remember, there was an episode where he wasn't wearing any shoes, so everyone thought that he died. Don't you remember that one?
It was a good episode. We should have some more mulled wine. I think we should pause
mold
this.
Wine.
Oh, mulled wine. Mulled wine. Have some more mulled wine.
Oh, dear.
Yeah?
No.
Well, you could feel.
I think we should round it up soon. We've been going for ages.
What? 19 minutes.
Yeah, 19 minutes.
19 minutes? Yeah, 19 minutes.
If people are listening to this, they're probably willing us to stop.
All right, okay. Okay,
finish. What game are you looking forward to next year? Solitaire 2?
Yeah, it's two player, this action new version. I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I don't know. I mean, I've not finished playing Fallout 3 yet. I've got some of the extra add-on bits. Yeah. I'm quite tempted to try out Left 4 Dead, which I've not played at all this year.
We should get that.
Yeah,
that would tempt me online.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know.
I finally fork over my money for my Xbox Gold membership.
I mean,
get me in the end.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, part of that does appeal because I think it probably does really benefit from playing online. I mean, that's the only way to play it properly. That's why I wouldn't want to buy it when it was new.
Yeah.
Because I felt I would not be getting the best from it. But if I could pick it up for like five or some time.
Well, it's pretty cheap now.
Yeah, since the sequel's come out. Yeah. But
I'm
looking forward to reading Charlie Brooker's reviews.
Oh
I
can't wait.
Of computer games. in the Guardian.
Computer games.
And yeah, his Games Wipe show was although flawed, it still had to pander to an audience that didn't know anything about computer games. But then again, that made sense in the time. Yeah, it was part of a season of things introducing. Yeah.
Are they going to do a series of
that? I don't know. I mean,
that would be good.
It would be great if they did. I mean, he seems to be. His kind of more general entertainment career seems to be taking off because he won the British Comedy Award, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For You've Been Watching, which is a Channel 4 show.
Okay.
Which was very good.
I didn't see that.
It was really good. If you can, watch the episode on 90s TV. Oh. It's so weird. It just says actually how TV in the 90s was much worse and in terms of like pandering to the lowest common denominator than TV now. Oh, simply because we've got the internet now to do all that, whereas back then they didn't, so they just went for all that. And you can't pander any lower than the internet does. So TV doesn't have like shows like it's very very interesting.
I used to love all that late night Channel 4 stuff they did. I used to watch
that.
You're a trash. Passengers. Oh, it was brilliant.
Passengers.
Do you remember that one? Passengers. Yeah.
I don't remember Passengers.
It was a bit like Eurotrash, but it pretended to be serious.
No. Was that on after Eurotrash?
I think it was.
Oh, I went to bed after Eurotrash.
What?
I'd seen the boobs. What do I need to see?
Oh, dear. Now all the good stuff was on after Eurotrash.
What?
Oh, dear.
But, yes. Yeah. So, so what games are you looking forward
what
to
games
next year?
You know, I quite like the look of Heavy Rain. That looks good.
What's that about?
What's that about? Why do I bother? It's only the next big thing. Come on.
Heavy Rain.
I know it's a stupid title. Well, it's kind of like... It's
something to do with nuclear power stations.
No.
Oh.
No, you're way off. It's about a serial murderer. But it's like...
Serial killer?
Yeah.
Serial murderer.
Is that what they're calling them now?
Do they call them serial murderers?
Serial murderers? Maybe the police do. I don't know.
Serial murderers?
Serial
killers sounds
serial killer.
More right.
It's about a serial killer.
Right, okay.
And, but it's kind of like an interactive story. You kind of take control of various different characters.
Right.
A bit like Eternal Darkness,
okay.
But not quite.
Right, okay. So do you play as a detective then?
You play as different people. You do play as a detective at one bit, I think. But
right, okay.
It's interesting because it's got lots of different branching storylines. If a character dies, then they're dead for the whole game.
Right, I see. Okay.
So,
well, that's interesting. Okay. Oh, that sounds very interesting.
So it sounds really good, but I mean, it's
a proper interactive movie, which they've been talking about since.
Yeah, I mean,
since that game with ladies
it's
in.
Not, I don't, it's not.
It's not
strictly a movie.
Running around.
Yeah.
What was that game called?
Ladies in Brass.
No, it wasn't called Ladies in Brass. It was a
Night Trap.
That's it.
Night Trap.
So, I've been doing that. Always.
Yeah. Well, it's not really a movie. It's more, I don't know. Well, it looks interesting anyway.
Okay.
But it's not only on the PS3, so I'm going to have to go and buy a PS3 if I want to play it.
Once you complete it, you get to play as the serial killer.
Yeah, and then you play through mode and everyone's got really big heads.
And if you do it under 2 hours, you get to play as Hunk.
Yeah. If you do it under 1 hour, you get to play as a bit of Tofu.
Yeah, carrying a knife.
So there's that one.
A little joke for our Resident Evil fans out there.
So yeah, no, it's and the other one, Dust 514.
Dust 514.
Which I've only recently just read about in Edge.
Right.
But it looks really good. It's interesting. It's a first-person shooter, but it's an online one, and it links in with EVE Online on the PC.
Right.
Have you heard of Eve Online?
Kind of.
When you stop playing solitaire.
I have heard of Eve Online.
Yeah.
I think. I don't really know what
online?
It is. Eve Online.
Have you heard Online?
Yeah. I don't really know what it is.
Well, it's an MMO, and it's kind of like, if you imagine Elite.
Yeah.
But it's just like that.
Right.
Kind of take control of a spaceship and star systems.
No, I have heard of it in that context.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
But basically, it's going to tie in. So the Dust 5 on 4 is going to be on like, PS3 and Xbox 360.
Right.
But it's going to be linked up with Eve Online on the PC, and the planets you actually fight on Eve Online, and they exist in that universe.
Right. I see. Okay.
And basically, the players in Eve Online get you, the players on the console, to fight their battles for them, to take control of planets for them. So you're like a mercenary force playing for people. Which sounds like a really interesting concept. I think.
And how will you be paid?
I don't know. I think there's like in-game credits or something.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, and you can buy extra equipment with credits and things like that.
Oh, okay.
So it sounds like a really interesting kind of idea.
Definitely. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Brilliant.
It's amazing.
Anything else out there, perhaps? Available for the iPod?
Or why not try playing with a deck of cards?
I thought about that. And it's hard to do on the tube.
Just turn the telly on.
I'm so rubbish at it as well. That's
what sort of telly?
Yeah, I've played like current stats. I've played about 45 games. No, more than that. I've played about 145 games, and I've won 8.
No. God, that is rubbish.
But, I mean, sometimes I just, when I come to a game late, I can't remember, like, I've saved it, and if I get off the tube, and then when I come back to it, I can't remember if I was halfway around, I just start a new one. So that's slightly misleading.
Right, okay.
But yeah. Is that normal? Is that normal? Like, I said to someone, like, oh, well, it is mostly a game of luck. There is a certain an element of skill in it, but it is luck. So is that normal to lose more than you win?
I can't really comment because I don't really play solitaire.
It's great. It's my game of the year.
I don't think I've played it since IT class at school.
I'm going back to basics. I'm going to do all games.
I tell you one you should look out for on the iPhone.
I haven't got an iPhone.
Well, does it work?
iPod.
You got an iPod. Oh,
it's
an iPod.
An iTouch.
Not even an iTouch.
No.
Man, you are living in the 90s.
I lived in the 90s. It wasn't that good.
Come out. Come. Oh, dear. Anyway. Oh, one more. I thought one more. Just Cause 2. Really looking forward to that one.
All right.
You haven't played the original, have you?
No.
Don't know what I'm talking about.
I think as I get older, my knowledge of games seems to narrow more like, you know, as your kind of knowledge of music narrows. Well, as you get older, you end up only buying music by bands that you know and not really bothering to try anyone new. And now it's just like, probably the next thing I'm really looking forward to is like Civilization 5, because I played Civilization 4, 3, 2, and 1, and Revolutions on the DS.
I suppose do you think we're becoming casual gamers? Is that what's happening? We're gradually becoming casual gamers.
I don't think so. I'm not. Maybe. Yeah, I am. I am. I'm cool. I am. You're not.
I'm not. Well, having said, I mean, my favourite game of last year was the Beatles Rock Band.
I played that. Yeah, that was good. I played that at your house and at my brother's. That was brilliant.
That was very good. We shouldn't talk about that because we could save it for another podcast.
Yeah, that's very true. All right, we won't.
It's embargo, that one.
But it's good. It's like we're a couple of detectives being forced to work together. We're a mismatch.
What is this? Gaming. What is this?
Our strict, really strict, shouty black boss has told us that we have to write a blog for our number one video games.
I want you to get out there.
You're like Danny Glover and I'm like Mel Gibson.
I want to be Mel Gibson. I don't want to be Danny Glover.
Danny Glover's a better actor.
Oh, he is a better actor.
And he's not...
Not racist.
And he's not a weirdo.
That's true. That's very true. Okay.
All right, think of some... I'll be Eddie Murphy and you'll be those two white guys that Perry Mills got to. Judge Reinhold.
Judge Reinhold.
The other one.
I admire Judge Reinhold. He's good. I'm going to be the bald one, though. What did he do after the Beverly Hills Cop? Nothing.
Judge Reinhold?
No, the other one.
I can't remember. I can't even remember what he looks like.
He was bald and a moustache.
He did Beverly Hills Cop 2 and then Beverly Hills Cop 3.
He was the only one of the original cast in Beverly Hills Cop 3.
There was a Beverly Hills Cop 4, wasn't there?
Was there?
Was there a Beverly Hills Cop 4? Was there? Or was there just a 3?
No, it was a 3.
What was the one just set in the fairground?
That was 3.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But, alright, I can't think of any other detective duos. Like... alright, you can be Sherlock Holmes, I'll be Dr. Watson.
Not the new version. Oh my god, that looks awful. I'll reserve judgment until you see it.
Until I never see it, because I will never sit down that you bothered to watch.
Unbelievable.
A Guy Ritchie film that's not.
Yeah, it looks awful. How did he get to direct that film? Because it's a big name. That's a big film, you know. Who's employed?
Well, yeah,
I'm getting really high pitched. I'm so outraged.
Yeah, he had a degree of success. He's friends with people in the industry. He's friends with Brad Pitt.
You're going to say Madonna then, weren't you?
No. It's friends with Madonna. Madonna isn't really big in the industry, in the filming industry, is she?
No. Although someone keeps employing her.
I don't know. But I can't. I don't know.
Yeah. Rubbish.
But, well, we've not seen it.
Well, that's true. But I think just even from the poster. I'm judging it from the poster, basically.
Just like I'm judging Avatar by the poster.
Yeah,
I really don't want to see it. Although, I read a very good review of it.
Did you?
Well,
was it by James Cameron?
It just said, oh, it's an amazing spectacle. That's more or less what they said. They said it has to be seen on a big screen. Probably won't be that good on video. I was like, well, I don't know how I could be bothered just to sit and watch a load of blue kangaroo men jumping around.
Mr. Odeon wrote that review. Come and see it in the cinema.
Mr. Odeon.
Yeah.
What does Odeon stand for?
Oh. I don't know.
That's the Christmas quiz question.
Is that for anything?
We should have had a competition. It does, yeah. Like, the guy who set it up, it's... Oh, anyway. But we should have had a competition, really, shouldn't we?
We don't own anything.
Well, we could
have given any games.
You could have given away one of your old PS2 games that you've finished playing.
Anyone would want one of those.
What? That's the novelty.
I'll tell you what, it's a good one. 13. I'm playing that at the moment. I've nearly finished it, and that's a really good
You don't want to give that one away, though.
I would give it away. I had to buy another copy of it because the first one was scratched. I got like 2/3 of the way through the game and there was a scratch in it. And I tried to do that grindy thing and it
what?
Dips to the ground. Well, you know the grindy thing. You don't know about the grindy thing. The grindy thing. You know.
Grind computer.
The grindy
thing. Oh, yeah, well, that's what I took out for work free to the shop and they tried to repair it and then they broke it. So they had to give me a new copy, which was a result because I don't think they could have repaired it.
Oh, well, there we go.
Yeah, someone left the machine on or something.
Oh, they ground it down to a fine dust.
Yeah, it just came and just blew a load of dust in my face. Because there you go. I don't know what happened. He just came out looking very sheepish. And said,
shamefaced.
We've broken your game.
So that came out of his wages, you know. That was his
really?
Wages for the week.
In game?
Yeah, that's it.
Well,
I don't know
if it's anything libelous about that game. We're a fantastic company. It'd be great if they support us, but
please send us free games.
But yeah, well, we're on 33 minutes now, so we should probably wrap things up.
Yeah, so
we've waffled on for a long time. So this is
more mulled wine.
Well, we'll get some more mulled wine. You guys out there in podcast land, I don't know what I was
is that New Swindon?
In podcast land, I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a fantastic New Year. And look forward to all the great games of 2010. And see you on the vlog in the New Year, Lewis. Anything to add?
Are we ending in the style of movies, games, and video with Steve Bruce?
If you like the style of game,
then you'll like this game. Anyway, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yay!
Happy New Year.
Ching, 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 ching. Oh, no, I was trying to do sleigh bells.
Oh, was that sleigh bells? Oh.
Ching, 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 ching.
I thought it was like shurikens.
What?
You know, like those throwing stars.
Right.